name is Ray Dansby. I'm coming to you from Arkansas Death Row at Varner's Supermax Prison, where I've been held in solitary confinement for 30 years. I chose this story because it's recent and it's pretty tame. The first story is called Yoga Mat. And so one day, I'm up at 5 o'clock in the morning, and I'm going from one channel to the next on the television, and I see a lady doing yoga. And the show is called Yoga in Practice. And I'm thinking, damn, I can do that. So I decided right then and there that I was going to do yoga starting the next morning. So the next morning comes, and I'm up before 5 a.m. I clean my floor, I folded up a blanket to the size of a yoga mat, and I'm thinking, yeah, I'm ready. Come on with this. The show comes on, and she started going through instructions. I'm down on the floor doing the damn thing. Then she said, stand up and do some type of pose. I think it was a tree or something. I remember what it was. Because when I started to get up off the floor, the blanket slips out and up under me. I go down fast and hard. If that wasn't enough, I almost hit my head on the stainless steel toilet. I said to myself out loud, damn, I almost killed myself. I was shaking to my core. I said out loud, the hell with that? That was the end of yoga on a blanket. You see, killing myself by slipping and falling is second only to choking on food. You see, I'm a big fan of the World Almanac and Book of Facts. You might not know this, but over 170,000 people die each year by accident. 36,000 of those people die from falls. Over 5,000 people die from choking, which is my biggest fear. Because this is how things work down here. If an officer sees you choking, hanging, laid out on the floor, bleeding, they won't just rush in. First thing they would do is call their supervisor. Then the supervisor will come down, look in on you, make sure you ain't just for real. And then they'll call the infirmary. And the infirmary would come down with the instruments and stuff and check on you. That's then and only then is where they open up the cell because you could be faking it, lying in wait to try to do something to someone. That's why they just won't rush in the cell on you because people have done that before. Anyway, back to the story. After damn near killing myself, I say to myself that I was going to get me a yoga mat. I tell Kenneth Reigns, who was in the cell next to me, the story how I almost killed myself. He gets a good laugh out of it. I tell him, man, that shit ain't fun. I damn near killed myself. Then I tell him that I was going to get me a yoga mat. He found that even funnier. I said, man, you know them folks ain't going to let you get no yoga mat. I told him, just watch. So I put in this six-month review to go see the warden. And the six-month review is when the warden comes in every 6 months. We get a chance to go before him and voice our complaints, concerns, and to make requests. So he comes in strutting like he's some type of overseer of a large plantation, which technically he is because, contrary to popular belief, slavery wasn't fully abolished with the 13th Amendment. The 13th Amendment read like this, neither slavery nor involuntary servitude is the kicker, except as punishment for a crime where the party shall have been duly convicted to exist in the United States or any place subject to their jurisdiction. So slavery still exists. Most people don't know that. And they've been locking us up ever since. But that's another story for another time. Anyway, the warden and his minions come in, and when my time comes to go in, two officers come to my cell, handcuff me behind my back, put leg irons on me, then take me to the door. He's looking at my file when I walk in. Then he looks up at me and says, what can I do for you, Mr. Dansby? I told him I came to ask if you would allow me to get a yoga mat. He said, a yoga mat? What's a yoga mat? I'm thinking he's just joking, so I don't reply. Then he returns to the classification lady and asks her, what's a yoga mat? She told him that it was a mat that you do yoga on. Oh, shit, that's what she said. I'm trying hard not to laugh because I want the yoga mat. He asked, can you just use your blanket? So I tell him the story of the blanket and how I almost killed myself. He finds it funny too. I came close to telling him the same thing I told Kenny. Man, that shit ain't funny. I damn near killed myself. But then he said, In all the years, no one had ever asked for a yoga mat, and that it was over his pay grade, and he would have to check with the director, a lady named Wendy Kelly. Then he quoted this famous line, "As long as it don't interfere with the safety and security of the prison, then he doesn't see why I wouldn't be able to get it." And so I come out with my hopes high, because I don't see how a yoga mat can interfere with the safety and security of the prison. Then I got a notice that the director had denied my request. I'm hot now, so I filed the letter to the director, asking her on what grounds did she use for refusing. I never heard back from her. And so, after a few months, so by then, lo and behold, the director comes into the barracks, and she's making her way down the line. Oh, I can't wait until she gets to my cell. But she does, I put her on the spot. I ask her, first, did she get my letter? And about the yoga mat. And she said she didn't get the letter. Then she said that she didn't know about either one, neither on the yoga mat or the letter. Then I explained to her why I needed the one and told her the same story I told the warden. Then I also told her all prisoners should be allowed to use a yoga mat because that would reduce stress and among other things. And she told me to write her again and that she would look into it. So I wrote again. She didn't write me back then, but she did approve the yoga mat. So I heard that other prisoners had them too. But I didn't know this because the warden didn't let me know she had approved it. So I go back up for another 6-month review. And the warden said, he didn't know what I said to the director, but she had approved my yoga mat. I had to send him a magazine because he didn't know what one looked like. I told him I didn't have one, but I could get one. But by that time, I had lost interest in one. If I get my case overturned and be able to get out there in that world, then I see myself getting another, trying to get the yoga mat and begin doing yoga. So that's the end of that story.